It's on.
Dun-da-lun, dun-da-lun, dun.
Welcome to On the Potty with Dave and Dan.
Dan and Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'm Dan.
And we're on the Potty
Express.
Now, no, it's not just the Potty Express, Dan. This is actually the Porter
Pontoon
Potty Express, my friend. We are down on Galston Water thing.
The pontoon.
The pontoon. On fat for Potty Express number 2. Last night was probably the best ever Potty Express we've ever done.
Easily.
Today would have probably been the best ever Thursday on fat this year.
Definitely the best ever. This is the best ever Potty Express ever done from a pontoon.
It's fantastic. We've got 2.5 guests here today. We've got two guests here sitting on the pontoon with us. Can you introduce one of them for us, Danny?
Sure. This is Maxwell B.
Maxwell B. Also known as Clicky. Do you remember that
and
name?
Spunk Rat.
Yeah. Spunk. Clicky. Oh, there you go. Did you have a name?
I did, but I can't remember.
Chaos. Okay. Do you want to introduce our other guest?
This is Chaos, and he's coming live and direct from Josh Wville. And welcome, Josh.
Thank you.
And we've got half a person with us also. He's not on the pontoon. He's sort of in the studios looking on. His name is Jason. We can say his last name because he's a leader.
Mick Minimi.
Fantastic. That's Jace. Jace, give us a wave. He's currently waving. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Potty Express, so I want to quickly read out to you an SMS. This is from April Fool's Day.
Look, and we don't need to talk about this.
I think we do.
We need to get to current issues. David, what's the date? Tell us what the date is.
It's still within the same month.
Tell us what the date is,
Daniel
David.
Godden.
Tell us the date.
Let me read this to you. This was sent on April Fool's morning, the 1st of April 2006. Daniel, listen up.
Now, just listen.
Bask in the glory.
I'm a person who believes my friends. Okay?
Remember you're that. Not a friend. We're family. It's different. That's just how the cookie crumbles, my friend. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
My friend, did you hear him call me my friend?
My friend, I'm trying to be friends with my family. That's what's going on. Okay, you're wasting time. It's an express episode. Hey, Potty Dan. So glad I listed us on iTunes. Got an email this morning and they want to do a feature on us in the new and notable section. How good is that? Oh, and they also pay... silly phone company. And they also pay $500 just for being featured. We probably should give it to Youth Group. See you soon. That was a message I sent to Daniel, and Daniel fell for it hook, line, and sinker. We were at a wedding that day, and he would have told about 100 people.
I told the groom.
He told the groom. He said, "Groom, great wedding, but, mate, I've got more exciting news."
It was sort of like that.
Tell us, Dan, what was going through your head as you realised you'd been deceived?
I felt down... So the first thought for me was the
robbed.
Shame. I thought, oh my goodness, I've just lost $500. I never really had it. It was going to Youth Group anyway. And then I felt shame because of the amount of people I'd told. My dad had gone home to try and find it on the internet. Dave
not
thought
there.
It was hilarious.
Not there. And we actually, I was at a dinner that night, and Daniel, I'd sent him about 4 messages and he still hadn't quite got that it was an April Fool's joke. And around the dinner table, we've rung up and said, "Hey, Dan." He's going, "Hello." And then we've just said, "April Fool's." And we hung up and it was fantastic. Now, here's Daniel's messages. I've sent him stuff and he's like, "Huh?" And his next one is, I sent an apology and he said, "For what?" And then he said, "Is this about iTunes?" Next message, I've apologized one more time. And he's gone, "Well, more disappointing for the amount of people I told." So there you go. Now we should talk to our guest, Max.
Yes. Max.
Hi.
Hey.
How's fat
tell,
been?
Oh, nice.
Oh, you tell us.
No, you tell really us. Nice. Okay, no, I'll tell us.
Okay.
Tell us about yourself. What do you like to do?
Me? I like to bodyboard, go to the beach.
Esculin rider.
Is there any hobbies that you have that you'd be hiding from the general populace?
Maybe.
Do you do ballet?
Sort of similar. No, not really. Well, just keep it between us.
And the potty world.
And the potty world.
We're top 50, you know that.
Yeah.
As long as there's nothing too nerdy.
Yeah, well, here we go.
Speak the truth.
Fine, I collect Warhammer. I paint little miniatures and know all about them. They're sucked in. Happy now.
I don't even know what they are.
Okay. They're little miniatures you pay lots of money for, and you glue them together, and then you paint them, and you play little games.
Oh, that's amazing. That's just amazing. Now, Josh, let's talk about fat. We're on fat. Yeah. Tell us about fat so far.
You're going to be remembered for that, you know.
Miniature Max.
No. Oh, sorry. Fat's been great. Finally underwater fairies. Far out. It's really good.
And if you had to listen to our episode last night, you would already have known that it was underwater fairies.
Yeah, a special preview to the potty listeners.
Far out.
Not that it's uploaded yet.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so keen underwater fairies, enjoying it?
Oh, sure I am. But it's been talked about every year since we've been at FAT. It's finally happened.
Fruition. That's what we're on about here on the potty.
Fruition.
Fruition.
Excellent.
Seeing things through. That's right, what we're on about here on the potty.
Seeing things through. If you like to see things through.
Send an email to cccyouth@gmail.com. You should have actually said comp.
He's obviously not a potty fan.
We're actually going to get away. We're going to get away from
potty fans.
We're going to get away from Jason McMinimy over there on the boat. Give us a wave, Jace.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Who's to know if he's even here?
I've got to say, I think Jace is one of the funniest guys I know. I love him. He's a legend. Give us a joke, Jace. Jokes on demand. That's what we're all about here on the potty. Jokes on demand.
Oh, he's such a cracker. Now, you guys...
He's got nothing!
We're on a McDonald's, wear big shoes.
Why?
He's got big feet.
Now, you guys have been, obviously, listening to the talks at night. We talked about idols last night. Tonight we're talking about the idol of self. What do you guys... how do you reckon you guys struggle with that, thinking about yourself instead of thinking about God? What's some kind of ways, parts in your life where you think about that?
I think it's evident in heaps of stuff, especially even when, like, there's an obvious thing that you're doing to serve others. Sometimes you're even thinking, oh, maybe I'll just do it to look good sort of thing.
Yeah. Like you're taking out the rubbish or something like that and you want people to see you.
Yeah.
So dodgy.
I know.
That's why I do it at one in the.
Nice.
And then tells everyone on the worldwide podcast network.
No, it's not true. I never do it. Renee always has to because I forget.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
Okay. Miniature Max.
And then with the things that aren't like obvious or seen, they're the things where you really just do it everything for yourself. That's challenging.
Heaps the same as Max. Like it's heaps evident. Even the way, we're lucky in this country and we've got all this stuff, but it's a lot of self-image that is put onto us by this lucky country. I find that on TV shows and stuff like that, we look towards them and go, oh, yeah, that'd look good.
It's just a crazy selfish society, hey?
That's soft. What?
Like, next time you watch commercials, just see how many of them are all about me. It's all about, you need this product, it's for you.
Yeah.
They never say buy society. This product for your friends.
Yeah, serve others and buy.
There you go.
They should
throw the TV out, kids. That's what we're on about here on the potty.
Throwing
TVs out. Yeah. Now I thought I'd read a verse from 1 Thessalonians. We've read this a few times on FAT. It's a great one as we reflect on idolatry and how to turn from idols. And here's what it says: 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 9 and 10. They tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. I reckon that's a great challenge to be, to consider how to turn away from stuff that gets between us and God, and to serve the true and living God. That could almost be a good place to finish.
Yeah, I think it's wrapping up time.
We've gone way over time.
Just give us a final wave there, Jace. I bet you Jace goes home and downloads this to listen to and goes, oh,
look, Mum, that's me.
I was just waving.
How funny does your voice sound on tape?
It does. Alright, we've been listening to Dundalun Dundalun Dun.
On the potty with Dave and Dan.
Dundalun Dundalun Dan and Dave.
Peace out, chill out, yo yo, check ya, bro. Hey, can you give us some beatboxing music to go out with?
Sure. Boom. 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 Boom.
Yo.
We're on the wharf. See you later.
Dork.